Never break. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's on Jukebox Journey. And not that I want you to feel old, but you remember Happy Days? Potsy? Yeah, well, the other day Potsy had a birthday. He's 76 years old. Oh. This is Stevie Wonder at 90.9 FM. persons here and words. Here at 90.9 FM. I'm going to send that one out to Roxy. Yeah. Hope you're having a good day today, Roxy. More treats for you. Johnny G with you. This is Jukebox Journey. And I got to tell you, over on Netflix right now, I'm watching, it's a fairly new documentary about Charlie Sheen. And honestly, I can't believe this guy is still alive. But interesting here, he talks about the first movie that he was ever on, Grizzly 2. I guess Grizzly 1 was so good that they had to do a Grizzly 2. He had a small part in it, along with George Clooney and Laura Dern. But he tells the studio, okay, I'll do it. And right after he said, I'll do it, he gets a phone call from another studio, and they say to him, how soon can you learn karate? And he's like, well, what are you talking about? And they say to him, well, we're going to make this movie about karate, and we want you to play the lead. And he's like, I got to go to Budapest for 2 weeks. Can you wait? And they're like, no, we can't wait. And he says, I gave my word, I can't do it. So he goes to Budapest, is in this movie that nobody's ever heard of. And then the Karate Kid goes to Ralph Macchio. Yeah, believe that? And I don't know, as much as I try, I cannot imagine Mr. Miyagi saying wax on, wax off to Charlie Sheen.
Wax on, right the hand, make a circle. Wax off, left hand, circle. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in, breathe out. Wax on,
I need somebody off. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help, when I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right. Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. I sail away the country mile, and now I'm returning and showing off a smile. I met all the girls and I loved myself a few, and to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, they opened up my eyes. Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line.
About 4 years old, and that song came on the radio. He's sitting in the back seat humming along, and the song ends, and he says, "Dad, what's that mean? One toke over the line." And I thought to myself, well, I knew it was going to come down to this sooner or later. It's time to have that talk. I said, "Son, ask your mother." So, hey, I want to talk to you about the Superheroes Humane Society. If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, they are located right here in Oneonta. They do a great job with stray cats and dogs. They have cleaning shifts available. If you want to go in the afternoon and socialize with the animals, take them for walks. They also have a thrift shop available in the Southside Mall, always looking for help there. And they have a big fundraiser coming up. The Trail Wagger is coming up a week from Saturday, October 11th. That is taking place at Gilbert Lake State Park, right up there in Lawrence. You could run or walk. I think by that time the trees should be great with the foliage colors. They have three different courses available, 3, 5, and 8 mile courses. Bring your dog. Registration is now open. If you go to itsyourrace.com, you could register today. And if you bring your dog, the dog gets a banana.
charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV. Make it hard for me to see. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. One of my daughter's best friends, little boy, he's half Vietnamese, and his dad's name is Me. So Me and I know, Me and I were inspectors at a robotics tournament in a turn-too-bad Asian version of Who's On First. Because the director came up and said, hey, who signed up on this robot? And I said, Me. He goes, you? And I said, no. Well, then who? Him. Well, who's he? Me. We can do this all day, buddy.
green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see. Setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Jukebox Journey, 90.9 FM, a green-eyed lady. China G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you want to mark it down, October 24th. The new movie comes out, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. And in that movie, taking on the lead role is Jeremy Allen White. And he's probably best known right now for the show on, is it Hulu? One of those streaming services. He's the main character in The Bear. But this guy on the Post says that Jeremy Allen White rocks it as the boss, even if his voice doesn't. And they're like, okay, you know, how many actors and actresses have, you know, played that kind of role and been successful, you know, as far as singing? Well, I guess there was Chadwick Boseman in Get On Up about James Brown. He did pretty well, didn't he? Reese Witherspoon. Okay, yeah, and Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line. Yeah, those guys sounded pretty good, too. So I'll still see the movie.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young.
I must have got lost. Something somewhere down the line, I must have got lost. I must have got lost. To give away the days you were mine. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Somewhere down the line, I must have got lost. I must have got lost.
Jake Isles Band here, 94.9 FM. That's all we got time for today on Jukebox Journey. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you could join me again next Tuesday from noon to 2. Stay tuned. Lucas is coming up next. And until next week, happy trails.
Bombadita, 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 just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Three.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Let's go. That was a David Bowie song. Okay, but here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, you should do it by yourself. Do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Okay.
Opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes